teachers at schools across Seattle wore Black Lives Matter shirts to class Wednesday. They also gave lessons about race and equity and talked with students about what their shirts mean. KUOW education reporter Ann Dornfeld visited a school in White Center to hear what's on the minds of teachers and students.
White Center Heights Elementary is just south of Seattle in the Highline School District. Most of the students are kids of color. Teachers greeted students with a huge banner as they arrived at school, and the kids posed in front of it with big smiles on their faces. Inside the building, teacher Ryan Riley read his first graders the Bell Hooks book, Skin Again. The previous day, the class had discussed things they'd heard said about their skin color.
And I was really touched by what you shared with me and with the class in terms of what people have said.
Riley read from the list.
You have nasty black skin. That somebody in our class had that said to them. Oh, you're black, so you are the color of poop. Oh, somebody said that outside of someone's apartment, right? How do these things make us feel?
The kids offered theories about why people might say those kinds of things.
Because they just don't like your outside, but they're not looking on the inside.
Yeah.
Or maybe they got bullied by somebody else.
In another classroom, Sally Wilma's fifth and sixth graders discussed police brutality.
Sometimes I'm kind of thinking, why are police officers around if they're going to do something that's not necessary?
Yeah, police officers, we need them, but they shouldn't be killing black people. Like, they react so fast. Like, I agree, like, if, like, there's something in a black person's hand, then they just react that it's a gun and they don't really know what it is.
Other students wanted to know why people are called black or white when their skin is actually brown or pink. And why did white people enslave black people to begin with? Every time one student finished speaking, Sally Wilma could hardly keep up as hands shot up all over the classroom, kids eager to answer each other's questions.
I'm so proud of you all that you're thinking this way and that you're willing to do something about it, because there was, I think, a generation that was very complacent and didn't. And I'm glad there's activism.
Wilma promised her students that this wouldn't be the last day they saw their teachers in Black Lives Matter shirts. She said this is a long conversation that's just getting started. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.
The color is not what matters of your skin.